Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now, a guy that doesn't worry much about that because he's got it figured out. Why? Because he's in the great outdoors all the time. The one and only Rory Nelson, guide extraordinaire. We talked to him last week. He told us he had some real good ideas as to how he was going to fish this weekend and that he was incredibly optimistic about what he, in terms of net, pardon the pun, net results he'd reap this weekend. He joins us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Get it? Fishing, line, net results. We're all over it tonight, folks. Rory, I don't mean to go too quick with you, but those are pretty good little metaphors I worked in there.
You did real good. Thank you. Got them in.
Thank you. I keep working there. All right, Rory. So I was with you last week. We fished. We went a line. I caught one bass. I passed that picture on many times to Ron Shura. And we talked about the prospects of with where the water temperatures were at and all that went into it, where you thought it would be best. Now, I'm not going to ask you exactly where you fished, but give me an idea, a general idea, county-wise at least, and how it worked out for you.
You're not going to ever hear me say this for a fishing opener, but at the beginning of the night, from basically midnight to 3, it was too nice. Flat calm, full moon. The walleyes were definitely up shallow where we thought they were. They just were not feeding. It was just too nice. And come about 3:30 in the morning, we started getting that south wind about 5 miles an hour, and it turned on.
Really?
We hammered the walleyes till 8 o'clock in the morning. Came home with limits. It was fantastic. We caught bass and northerns mixed in with them. We switched to crappies, like I said I was going to do, around 8:30, went into some back bays, and that's the one that caught me by surprise. The back bays, so last Saturday at Ron Scherer's gig, the bay I was in was 53 degrees. The crappies had just moved in. Yep. In less than a week's time, I went back in there, and it was over 70. And
the water temperature moved up that much?
That much. Well, you're talking a little tiny bay. Almost, I'll say it. I was in PV Pond, okay?
Okay.
This is where I was.
Okay, gotcha.
And
I'm not going to tell anybody.
PV's pretty big, but it's still a back, almost like a channel. It's
sure.
It warms up quick. It's on the north end of the bay, and they had already moved out. The sunnies were in there. The bass were in there. So then I had to do a little searching, and what had ended up happening is the little cutbacks, the little lagoons, they overheated. The crappies moved out to more of the basin, the main basin of the lake. They were still up on shore, but they wanted a more consistent temperature. So when you left PV and say it was 70, you got into the main lake, it was more like 57. And that's where those fish were going to be hanging out. That's where they were. We ended up getting them. It just took me a little while to find them. But that's the one surprise I had. Now, Saturday into Sunday, that night was very good. We had wind. The fish were going all night.
Take me back here, though. To accomplish this, you had to stay up all night. When did you sleep during all this?
I didn't sleep a whole lot during this weekend.
And you loved every minute of it, didn't you?
Absolutely. I can't get enough of fishing. I could be outside all day, every day, and it wouldn't bug me in the least.
So finish your thought there. So now you get to Saturday morning, you've caught some walleyes, some crappies, some bass, northern mixed in. Now what happens next?
Well, now over the next 2 weeks, you're going to get into the temperatures aren't going to be so drastic. The forecast looks like more of a, you got some 50s and some 60s where it's supposed to stay. That's going to keep the water temperature pretty much stagnant. I guess you'd say it's going to raise more slowly, and that's going to keep those fish in those same areas. If you have the ability to get out in the next 2 weeks, the fishing is absolutely fantastic. The bass, you can catch them on any side of the lake. The crappies seem to do better on the west half of the lake than the east half. The walleyes, it was from everyone I talked to. Everyone across the lake, east side, west side, didn't matter. The night was a tough bite. The morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock, the fishing was great till 8:30. And then she just petered out, and everyone switched over to catching northerns and bass. And they are all on fire right now.
Okay, so the Mr. Twister, what was your bait of choice when I was with you last week, still in play?
We were using a paddle tail minnow. Yes, the paddle tail minnows will still work. They are in the channels. The guys can still go out there after work tonight at dusk, be casting out in those channels. We caught walleyes in channels. We caught walleyes at the mouth of channels. The depths you're looking for right now at night, anywhere from 3 feet of water to 8 feet of water. Once that sunlight comes out, you're moving from 8 feet of water to about 13 feet of water.
Yep.
And that is the depths you need to be, and that's either side of the lake. Those depths will work
okay,
for you.
Okay, but let's say you're in the shallow side of the lake, and it's 3 feet of water off the dock. Can you catch crappies in that bobber fishing or not?
Yes, you can, as long as you're in part of the main basin. Absolutely. It's the little channels, the little cutbacks, the little, I call them lagoons that people have dug in over the years that hold multiple boats for homes. They're small little, almost like a little channel. Those are pretty warm. You'll still catch plenty of sunnies in there. You'll still get plenty of bass in there. It's just a little warm for the crappies, and they're more sensitive to the temperature. So when you back off to the main basin, still go up to the cattails that you can find, still go up into those shells. You see some lily pads, they're going to be sitting there. They're going in spawn. The crappies are definitely still going.
All right. Last question. You had kind of targeted an area, St. Cloud to the Twin Cities, as being the prime time, the best area based on everything you know. Does that extend for the next few weeks, or as it gets warmer now, do we migrate to northern Minnesota?
I would say you got another week and a half down here, and then as it's going to progress, Mille Lacs will get better, then Leech will get better, and then you'll end probably Memorial Day weekend, probably Lake of the Woods will turn on fire. Most years you hear people catching in rainy. No one was up there this year. It was just way too cold. So yeah. all that's going to fall into place. So you can move right up the state, change a lake every week, and keep moving north, and keep on this fabulous fishing all the way probably through the third week in June, I would have to say, before she starts getting to summer,
wow,
the summer haunts type thing.
Wow. I mean, that's good to hear. That's optimistic. And the amount of rain that we got and what we're seeing, the flooding in the Northland, does that have any effect on fishing?
Flooding will have always, because you're creating so much more space for the fish. You just want to be able to go to those same type spots, but if it's a little deeper than normal, keep moving up. Those fish are going to stay in the same rough areas unless you have mass current that's not normally there. Then anywhere you can find current, you're going to find fish. The walleyes are strictly, they love current. And if you can find current on a lake that normally doesn't have it, you will find the walleye stacked up.
All right. Hey, Rory, good stuff. Appreciate your help always. And keep me in the fold, okay? Because I need to get some more pictures to send Ron.
Well, let me know when
you can go ahead and catch the fish. Just tell me when you got them. I'll drive over, hold them up with the pole, and send them. I don't need to catch them.
We can figure something out for you.
It's been done before. Rory, appreciate it.
Not a problem, Mike. You have a good night. Good luck, everybody that gets to go this weekend.
You bet. Rory Nelson.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.